NPR producer Katia Dunn has been covering the presidential primaries this season, traveling to country meeting voters in bars, bowling alleys, and rotary halls. Here's her producer's notebook.
Forget about the polls and pundits. All you need to do to figure out how people are going to vote is talk to them. For example, on Super Tuesday, I was in Lawler's Bar and Grill in St. Peter's, Missouri. Lawler's is a place where you can play foosball and literally buy beer by the bucket, where union guys hang out. Guys like John Shutterly.
Oh, okay, I voted for Hillary.
The polls have been telling us all year that women can easily imagine electing another woman, but we haven't been so sure how men feel about Hillary, especially white men. Shutterly talked about voting for her like he was voting for his buddy.
I'm kind of selfish. I think she'd be the best person for labor. For anybody that's working, I think Hillary would be the best person.
Shutterly didn't have a problem voting for someone unlike him. Sometimes we meet people who don't want to vote for candidates who are like them. In Florida, we met Republican Jack Fornari. Fornari was exactly the kind of guy Giuliani was betting his whole campaign on, big on national security and lower taxes. He was even from the Northeast and Catholic, just like Giuliani. But all those similarities seem to make Fornari like Giuliani even less.
I find his behavior offensive. I find him calling himself a Catholic offensive. If you can't control your own family, you're not going to control this country. And if you can't control your libido, I have a problem about what kind of president you're going to make.
Frankly, we weren't surprised. Voters clue us into things long before the polls do. Back in November, we attended a house party in New Hampshire where a group of Republicans gathered to watch the debate and insult each other.
Would you vote for me?
You wouldn't work hard enough, Alan. I know that you wouldn't.
At the time, Giuliani was holding his own in the polls. But after watching him in a nasty sparring match with Mitt Romney, David Danielson told us exactly why he would not win his vote.
I'm imagining a guy at a cabinet meeting or at a security briefing, and somebody says something and somebody else says something, and he's got to get the last word and he can't listen. I don't like that. I want somebody who can take advice from other intelligent people.
Heading into these next primaries, I'm still not sure what qualities are most important to this country when it comes to electing a president. But I know that some voter out there is going to tell me. I just have to listen.
NPR's Katia Dunn.